Am I the jerk here? I was at the grocery store over the weekend, and there was a guy shopping. The cart was full of stuff.
Okay.
Doing nothing wrong, except he wasn't wearing a shirt.
Ew.
He was just plain on shirtless. Now, I'm going to go ahead and preface this by saying, if I looked like this guy, I probably wouldn't wear a shirt either.
Oh.
And I know I live on the coast. A lot of surfers, a lot of beachgoers. But, I mean, don't you put a shirt on before you go into a grocery store?
I would say that if you were going full on shopping, not just running in to grab something
right.
real quick.
He wasn't getting a water. He wasn't getting a yerba.
Getting his juice.
No, he was shopping. Judging the way his cart looked, he was getting, at least a few days of grocery shopping done. Shirtless.
Producer Jess, you're shopping. You see a guy full on doing his weekly shopping, shirtless. Now, we have to take out the fact that apparently he was built and hot, according to John.
I didn't say he was hot. I just said if I looked like that shirtless, I probably wouldn't want to wear a shirt either.
Was he hot?
But that's not the point.
But was he hot?
He's an attractive man. Okay. That's not the point. The point is, put a shirt on, right? No?
I'm of two minds of this. I agree, put a shirt on. But also, let's put a positive spin on this one.
Okay.
Maybe he's providing a public service.
In what way?
There are moms that are stressed out and just need a little smile on their face.
I'm not trying to be jokey here. I'm being serious.
Don't you?
Isn't there a rule? Like when?
Usually it says no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yeah.
Shouldn't a store employee go, hey man, sorry, you're good for you. You're looking good, but you need to have a shirt on. Nobody was even giving it a second look. It was like just the way. I kind of felt weird wearing a shirt.
I would feel less weird about it if it was like midsummer. Or like early September, when it's warm outside, you're like, oh, okay, maybe he just came to the beach, wants to do his quick grocery shopping.
It's not 90 degrees.
It's cold.
Yeah.
If I'm at the beach and I realize, I got to go shopping. I have no groceries at home. I'm going to go get a shirt and put it on before I go to the store.
I do like producer Jessica's take, though.
Public service.
Oh, God. I just need to get away, honey. Watch the kids while I go grocery shopping. Oh, another task. And then you walk into the grocery store and you're like, you know what? I don't mind shopping so much today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take my time.
So what you're saying is if the person was not that attractive without a shirt on, say a person that, looks like me, it would be a public disservice is what you're saying.
Oh my God!
No, that's what you're saying. If a guy who's shirtless, who looks good shirtless, is shirtless shopping at the grocery store, and you call it a public service to moms who need some eye candy, then the same could be said about someone who's lumpy.
Sure, you're absolutely right. We're being hypocritical. 100%. Wear a shirt when you're grocery shopping.
Am I being uptight? I guess is my question.
No, I don't think you're being uptight. I think it's weird.
And nobody was even saying a word to the guy. If you're listening to this and thinking, God, John, get over yourself, then let me know. Call me out. I think it's odd.
I do, too.
Okay.
Listen, I want someone's chest hair all over my apples and my grapes.
He was perfectly sculpted. Oh. Perfectly sculpted.
Was he? No hair on his body?
No, okay. Guy knew what he was doing. I'm pretty sure he oiled up before he went in, too.
Maybe he was looking for a date.
Anyway.
Once again, there's all the sad moms. Stressed out moms.
Put a shirt on, bro. Come on, right? John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSOA. Man, you think Tammy gets angry when she busts a scammer in regular times? You should see her when she hears about people who are scamming people, looting houses during what's happening in LA County right now. And there's a special place in hell for people that are taking advantage of fire victims, correct?
I think that there should be an extra punishment on people who take advantage of situations like this. After 9/11 is when I really became aware of people taking advantage of situations like this, because so many people who died in that fire, if their personal information was in remember all that paperwork that went everywhere? People found out and got people's social security numbers. They stole from these families. And I think when you go after someone in a tragic situation like this, I really think there should be a special punishment for you. Like the guy who was wearing the fake firefighter's uniform who was arrested looting homes. It's just... But I do want to remind you, too, yes, we want to help out. And there are things that we say, I can do a little something. Just be aware of who you're giving to, because there's going to be people who are doing fake GoFundMes. There are people who are doing fake videos on things. Just know who you're giving to. And if you just want to help and you don't want to do the research on that, give to an organization like the Red Cross or the California Fire Foundation or the Salvation Army so that you know a scammer isn't taking you.
Be aware and be cautious, but still be on the look, because there are a lot of people that have no clothes anymore. They have no makeup anymore. Things that you take for granted in your home that you can put in a box and send to a very legit organization. But again, as Tammy mentioned, sadly, you have to do some research on that, because there are plenty of people that aren't legit and they're going to take advantage of you.
Also, if you know people who are affected by this fire, make them aware too that there are always going to be people who are scouring the area looking to help people whose homes have burned down, and they're scammers too. So you just want
to
tell them.
Talk about this.
I know, but everybody just needs to be extra vigilant. And that's the negative news. But at 7:05, we have a great story to share with you.
There are positive stories emerging from LA County. But in the meantime, 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, a more cheerful topic in which you'll get Disney on Ice tickets and maybe even win $100. 833-287-1037. Please call for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. There's been so many horrible stories all week. Throughout the weekend, I couldn't go on social media or even watching football yesterday without devastating images of what's happening not so far away. It just seems so odd still that things are pretty quiet here and not so quiet just a few hours away. And with all the horrible stories, thankfully, come some positive stories.
Casey is the owner of a dog named Oreo, and Casey thought he lost Oreo to the fires when 5 days later he was reunited.
It's Chica Chica! It's Chica Chica! Hi, Bobo! How's the fire? Oh, honey! Oh, honey! Oh, my God! You're alive! You're alive! Oh, honey! Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God.
I mean, that's exactly how I would sound if Roger the puppy emerged from some ashes of a fire that I thought I lost him in. That's exactly how I would sound.
So Casey wasn't able to get to his house and had talked to a firefighter who said he would try to get his dogs. And he was able to get one of his dogs, but Oreo ran away from him.
Oh,
and
man.
Then with the work of a dog tracker, Oreo was too scared to approach anybody. But with the work of a dog tracker, they got a hold of Casey, who was able, you heard, to coax him down the driveway to get him to come. So, a lovely story.
I mean, finally, a lovely story. I was talking with a buddy of mine, Mark, who lives in Malibu, and Mark was ironically evacuated from his home during the Pepperdine fires just a few weeks ago, and in just a weird turn of events, that fire caused a natural burn around his neighborhood, which actually saved his neighborhood from this line of fires.
Sure. There was a natural fire break then because
that. And I'm just going to say what he said on my social. I personally know 10 families who have lost everything. Regular, hardworking people who raised their kids in these homes, made memories in these homes, and rebuilding while possible cannot replace the serenity that they once felt there. Grateful that my home has so far been spared, but as helicopters buzz overhead, I'm reminded that the fire rages on and tomorrow more people will be homeless. Still, despite this horrific tragedy, I continue to see the best of people, neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. There is good in the world, and I'm grateful to be witness to it.
It's a great thing to remind people of, and so much of the communities, these smaller communities, have come together to help each other. And you know what, John, I just want to bring this up because you had posted this on social media. You know, forget the mansions that burned down.
It's still people's homes.
Right, yeah.
They're still where they raised their children, where they raised their grandchildren. And it's not just their homes, it's their clothes. Can they rebuild? Of course they can.
Yeah, but they can't replace photographs. They can't replace priceless heirlooms. And there are so many more families who were in homes that were generational homes, meaning their grandparents had purchased these homes. And throughout the years, it has stayed within the family. And there are plenty plenty, unfortunately, of working people
right.
who lost their home. They aren't rich, and there's no way they're going to be able to recover from that.
And it doesn't matter if they're rich or not. I mean, it's just, how about some compassion, please? Mm-hmm. Yes, people, as Tammy just mentioned, a lot of non-famous people lost everything they had as well. And I'm hearing, why are we hearing about them? Because they're not famous. Of course they're going to talk about famous people on the news.
Yeah.
That's what gets people to watch. It doesn't make it any less or more tragic. People are losing everything that they have. So please, just some compassion.
Right.
And if you're saying, oh, they're rich, it doesn't matter, stop. Just stop. Just be nice.
There's so many great stories. So let's share those. That's what I want to say.
John and Tammy. I'm San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Carlsbad. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Would you do me a favor, please, Cindy, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
I'll get some coffee, Miss Tammy.
All right. Good luck.
Cindy, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. A reminder to you, all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Cindy?
Yep.
Yesterday would have been Naya Rivera's birthday. Naya played Santana on what musical dramedy that ran on Fox from 2009 to 2015?
Was that Fame?
Blake Shelton surprised Hoda Kotb during her final week on the Today Show and shared an old story. Hoda's been known to have a crush on him forever, but years ago, when Blake finally saw her alone at a party, she ran away from him. What network airs the Today Show?
ABC.
Billboard has assembled the greatest Disneyverse songs of all time. Is the number one song, according to Billboard, Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid, Let It Go from Frozen, or It's a Small World After All from It's a Small World?
Let It Go.
It's rumored that Dierks Bentley might be a contestant on a future season of Survivor. Some fans noticed that Dierks recently started following Jeff Probst and all the show's casting directors on Instagram. Has Survivor had more or less than 38 seasons? And finally, Gene Smart suggested networks do away with award shows and use that money for victims and firefighters. Gene just won the Golden Globe and has also won 3 Emmys for her role as Deborah Vance, a legendary Las Vegas stand-up comedian on what HBO show?
Have no idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Cindy, what you got going on today?
Not a lot, just working. I drive for Lyft.
Busy this morning or just another Monday?
Just another Monday.
Tim, I asked Sandy, the Lyft driver, all the wrong questions.
Okay.
It's not her, it's me.
Right?
I know. Oh, I know. Thanks for agreeing, Cindy. 0 for 5 today. Tammy, yesterday would have been Naya Rivera's birthday. Naya played Santana on what musical dramedy that ran on Fox from 2009 to 2015?
I'm going to guess Glee.
It's Glee. Cindy went with Fame. It's 1-0, Tam. Blake Shelton surprised Hoda Kotb during her final week on the Today Show and shared an old story. Hoda's been known to have a crush on him forever, but years ago when Blake finally saw her alone at a party, she ran away from him, according to Blake. What network airs the Today Show?
NBC?
NBC is right. 2-0, Tam. Billboard has assembled the greatest Disneyverse songs of all time. According to Billboard, is the number one song Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid, Let It Go from Frozen, or It's a Small World After All from It's a Small World?
Ugh. Oh, God, now that song's in my head. I'm just going to go Let It Go.
I would have thought Let It Go as well, but no.
Wandering free, wish I could be part of that.
It's Part of Your World from Little Mermaid, followed by Let It Go, and then It's a Small World, exactly the order in which I read it. So it's now 2-0 still, Tammy. Tammy, it's rumored that Dierks Bentley might be a contestant on a future season of Survivor. Some fans noticed that Dierks recently started following Jeff Probst and all the show's casting directors on Instagram. Hmm. Has Survivor had more or less than 38 seasons?
I'm going to say more.
It's had 47 seasons. Wow, it's insane. All right, it's now 3-0, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Gene Smart suggested networks do away with award shows and use that money for victims and firefighters. Gene just won the Golden Globe and has also won 3 Emmys for her role as Deborah Vance, a legendary Vegas stand-up comedian on what HBO show?
Hacks.
It's
a great show.
Yeah.
Yes,
I've been told by my girlfriend I need to watch Hacks immediately.
Very good.
Well, she's won a lot of awards for it, so clearly many people agree. Cindy didn't know. Today we finished with a score of 4-0, Tam. Cindy, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we've got a great prize for you.
You have a family four-pack to be part of the magic when Disney on Ice brings Frozen 2, Raya the Last Dragon Wish to life at Pechanga Arena on January 23rd.
Yes! Yay!
Cindy, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Drive safely, please. And before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I am Cindy Carlson, and I flunked out of Tammy's college at Hollywood
Hills. What movie, for whatever reason, are you unable to get through without falling asleep? Tammy, I'm going to duck just to avoid the punch that you're going to throw when I say...
Oh, no.
For like the 7th time I have started... and not been able to complete the movie The Martian.
No.
Which is your favorite movie of all time, correct?
One of my favorite movies. If The Martian is on, I will watch it no matter where it is in the movie. I will watch it till the end.
Well, I can't get past when he makes when he creates the potatoes. After that, I still haven't seen the end of...
The potato farm?
The potato farm, yeah. I haven't seen what happens. I assume The Martian gets saved, but I don't know. He might be still up on Mars for all I know. The point is, why can't I get through that movie? It's a great movie.
It's a great
movie. I've got no complaints about it.
It's a fantastic soundtrack in that movie, too.
I wouldn't know, because I fall asleep right after he grows potatoes. Crazy cool. See, I need to watch it.
Yes, you do.
I need to watch it.
Oh.
And it's not like it's a horrible movie. It's been very widely acclaimed in a great way. So what movie, what show are you just unable to finish? And it's not because you don't like it. It's because your body shuts down.
Producer Jessica, do you have something that you just never can finish?
This is a kind of crazy story, and I swear it's 100% true. I went to go see Shutter Island with Leonardo DiCaprio a few years back in the movie theater.
Uh-huh.
And we got towards the end, it was the last 10 minutes, and the guy behind me got into it with somebody else in the theater and was stabbed with a meat thermometer.
Oh my God.
Sorry,
I know. I swear this is 100% true. It was like...
So you didn't see the end of the movie?
Never saw the end of the movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't because you couldn't. It's because somebody got stabbed with, a meat thermometer.
Right. Well, and then I tried to...
No, wait. Just wait.
I know.
Just wait.
It's a wild story.
You just don't throw that out there and jump onto your story. Who got a meat thermometer with them in the freaking movie theater?
It's a real story. They even made fun of it on Saturday Night Live. Anyways, but it...
In the meantime, the year since this happened.
I tried to watch it a couple times after that, and I fall asleep every single time. So I figured maybe this is just not a
meat thermometer.
You're just trying to fall asleep so you don't relive the trauma. I understand.
Another show I can't get past, and I still haven't seen the ending of it, is one of my favorite shows, Better Call Saul. I could have 5 cups of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that show on, and I don't know if it's just the pace, if it's the dialogue. I don't know, but I fall asleep every time. I even have The Martian on my DVR. I can watch it anytime I want, and I still can't. I know. I have no explanation.
Why don't you just fast forward to the part that you always fall asleep at?
Yeah, start it there.
Yeah, like, I suppose I could do that.
Logical.
In that vein, Producer Jessica, you could also go to the last 10 minutes of Shutter Island and finish that.
At this point, I think it's the universe telling me I don't need to see the end of it.
I mean, when someone gets stabbed with a meat thermometer, I think that's probably a good call to make. I mean, stabbed at all in a movie theater is somewhat rare, I would hope,
at least.
But the fact that the guy had such a beef, that he had to go out to his car where he just happened to have his spare meat thermometer come back and then stab the guy.
Good Lord. That's a whole new thing in itself. But is there a movie or a TV show that you've been trying to watch, trying to finish, and you can never get through it. 833-287-1037. What show or movie can you never finish? You always fall asleep to. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
I mentioned that I can't, for whatever reason, ever get through the movie The Martian without falling asleep, despite the fact that it's a great movie. 833-287-1037. Alicia is in Oceanside. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
All right, a movie that you can never seem to finish.
I believe it's called The Last Samurai.
Uh-huh, with Tom Cruise.
I've been, what, 15 years. I've gone on two or three separate dates, and every time I watch the movie, never fails to fall asleep.
And it's not like it's a bad movie, right? It's just you can't stay through it.
No, Tom Cruise is one of my favorite actors, so one would think I'd stay awake.
That's so crazy.
I wonder what it is.
Maybe it's just a bad date.
Man, you should choose your company more selectively, apparently.
Sierra and Escondido, there's one movie you just can't seem to finish. What is it?
This one's funny, but me and my cousins, we do a Saw movie night, and we're trying to get through all the Saw movies, and I can't stand to stay awake for any of them.
I love the Saw movies.
Oh, I can't take
it. I love the Saw movies.
And it's so weird to me that the Saw movies put you to sleep.
Every time.
Do you force yourself to fall asleep because the movie is that uncomfortable for you? Or does your body just say, no, I'm tired. Good night.
No, I just love the movie. I love the movies. We have a great time hanging out, but I eat my snacks and I get all cuddled up and I just fall asleep.
That's the end of it.
So you don't know how any of the Saw movies have ended?
I've finished the third one, but I had to watch it three times to finally get through it.
That's great. I love how the Saw movies are comforting enough to make you fall asleep.
Well, especially
that's
because
hilarious.
The endings are so jolting. Yeah. Every one of them is like, oh my God.
Nikki and Encinitas, what's the one movie you just can't seem to finish?
It's actually a series. I've been trying to watch Mad Men for like 6 years, and I just can't get through it without falling asleep. It's so sad because I really want to watch it, but I get through like 40 minutes of it and I'm passed out.
That's so crazy, and especially because you know it's good, you like it, but something about it. Night night time.
Exactly. I get like halfway through the episode, I'm excited, it seems engaging, and before I know it, I'm waking up and my DVR is already like, you know, went on to the next episode. I'm like, wait a minute, wait, go back.
And that is the exact same story. I mentioned it earlier, the exact same situation with me and the TV show Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
A critically acclaimed show, like Mad Men, that people love, mm-hmm. like Mad Men. And I, for whatever reason, it's like taking an allergy pill for me.
For sure.
Thanks, Nikki.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. We ended the show last week with a very interesting conversation with producer Jessica's mom, June.
Mm-hmm.
The story is that June and her husband and Jessica's grandmother were all driving from
Tehachapi.
Okay, Tehachapi, California, uh-huh. to San Diego to hopefully get on a cruise. They were on standby for a 17-day cruise to Hawaii. Did they make the cruise? Did they not make the cruise? We don't know, but we're dying to find out.
Exactly, especially because I can't even imagine you're packed up for this. You're so excited to go and then maybe be told no? How disheartening that would be.
So, Jessica?
Well, we'll get the answer straight from my mother. All right, Mom, where are we?
We're at the port in San Diego. I'm trying to get onto my Hawaii cruise we were on standby for.
So when did you find out you guys are going?
Yesterday afternoon, so I think I'm packed.
But we don't have boarding passes,
so we still have to go through some stuff.
Okay, well, good luck. Enjoy. How many days at sea is it? Because you go 5 days out, 7 days around Hawaii, and then 5 days back?
You got it.
What are you going to do at sea for 5 days?
Absolutely nothing. No cooking, no planning dinner, no cleanup, nothing.
All right, well, good luck.
Bye.
Love you.
Yay!
God, that sounds glorious, doesn't it?
They got on it. Yay!
Yeah, so they all got on. Everybody was happy. I dropped them off at the cruise ship, but it was down to the wire.
Now, quick question. Because she was hoping when they're on standby like that they could get individual cabins. Were they able to do that?
Yeah, they were all set. Yeah.
All right.
So it all worked out.
Well, here's the crazy part. At one point, she got a call and said, okay, you're in. But Grandma hadn't got a call yet.
Uh-oh. Hey, you can't leave her.
You ditched Grandma at that point, don't you?
I mean,
Come on.
She was freaking out. Could you imagine? Sorry, Grandma.
Yeah.
Yes.
See you later.
Sorry.
Good luck getting yourself
home. You've lived a nice life. I'm taking a 17-day cruise to Hawaii. Love you. 833-287-1037. How about you get on and we get you to Disney on Ice? That's the prize all this week for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You know your kids want to go to Disney on Ice, so let's get them there, okay? 833-287-1037. If you beat Tammy, you also get $100. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and it's coming up next. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Vista. Say good morning to Jason. How's it going, Jason?
Doing good. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you asking. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please, Jason.
Tammy, could you step out for a minute, please?
You bet. Goodbye.
Jason, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, pal. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Gotcha.
Lenny Kravitz says he loves being, quote, a bit of an embarrassment, especially to his daughter, Zoe Kravitz, who recently called off her engagement to what Magic Mike actor?
I'm just going to go with Channing Tatum.
Sean Connery had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies. He turned it down because he didn't understand the script. They even offered him a piece of the back end that would have been worth $450 million. Sean Connery was the first actor to play which iconic character?
I have no idea.
Renee Rapp had a birthday over the weekend. She plays Regina George in the musical remake of what movie?
Mean Girls?
16 years ago, Fergie and Josh Duhamel got married. They split up in 2017. What musical group was Fergie a part of?
Black Eyed Peas.
And finally, Amazon wizard Jeff Bezos had a birthday over the weekend. He created Amazon in his garage in 1994 in which city?
No idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Jason, what's happening with you today, pal?
Just showed up at work. I'm actually a service technician for EcoWater.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Your water should be perfect.
Uh-huh, it is.
Jason did 3 out of 5. Timmy, Lenny Kravitz says he loves being a bit of an embarrassment, especially to his daughter, Zoe Kravitz, who recently called off her engagement to what Magic Mike actor?
Channing Tatum.
That's right. Jason knew that 1-1. Sean Connery had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies. He turned it down because he didn't understand the script. They even offered him a piece of the back end. That would have been worth $450 million.
Wow.
Sean Connery was the first actor to play which iconic character?
James Bond.
James Bond is right. Jason didn't know. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Renee Rapp had a birthday over the weekend. She plays Regina George in the musical remake of what movie?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Jason knew that. 3-2. 16 years ago, Fergie and Josh Duhamel got married. They split up in 2017. What musical group was Fergie a part of?
Black Eyed Peas.
That is right. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Amazon wizard Jeff Bezos had a birthday over the weekend. He created Amazon in his garage in 1994 in which city?
Seattle?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Was that a guess?
Yeah. I knew he's Washington, but I didn't know if it was Seattle.
Yeah, well, Seattle is correct, and that means today you got 5 out of 5. Jason, nothing you can do when she goes 5 out of 5 except tip the cap and take your prize, which is a good one.
You have a family 4-pack to be part of the magic when Disney on Ice returns to Pechanga Arena January 23rd.
Awesome. My daughter's going to love that.
Oh, she sure will, man.
Yeah, will do. Thank you.
Of course. In the meantime, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jason from Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy, you're exceptionally chipper for someone who watched their football team lose in the playoffs yesterday.
Go ahead. Do your whatever you want to do. I know what you want to do.
I'm not going to make fun of you at all. Your team at least played in the playoffs.
That's true.
My team was at the beach or at a golf course during the playoffs. The Chicago Bears are the worst team in football. Let's be honest.
Now, Greg has joined us. Hi, Greg.
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Greg is a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Eagles fly.
Wearing the hat
on the road
and everything.
To victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, so the Philadelphia Eagles took on the Green Bay Packers yesterday in playoff football, and I was wondering if I was going to hear from Greg yesterday. And
That means yes, you did.
Well, I didn't have any text, and I went to Instagram, and there were the messages saying, go Birds, good luck today, and he sends me an eagle. He also sends me a picture. You totally messed with me, Greg, because John, who is in the picture with Greg?
Oh, his beautiful daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So how could I even say anything back other than, oh, that's right. So sweet. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I will say yesterday, the best part of that game was the national anthem that saxophone player did.
That was amazing. He held that at the end.
And the American Eagle that flew around the stadium and then landed back on that woman's arm. I was like, oh my God, it's like the best thing ever.
It was amazing.
I think my favorite part was the Packers losing.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Anyway.
Wow. What?
So I messaged Greg back. I said, same Greg. It's a nerve-wracking game today for Packer fans. And by the way, way to use your daughter to make it sweet, you...
The old daughter.
Wow.
So I thought I could play that game too. I wanted to send him a picture of my cute dog Sophia. Mm-hmm. Well, I ended up getting two photos. The very first one, she's kind of got her lip curled up a little bit.
She's got the side eye.
Yeah. And her little lip up. And the next one, it's like she's sticking her tongue out to Greg. And I shouldn't have sent that. I should have just let it go.
What was the score of the game when you sent that picture?
I don't. It's still.
It was early.
It was so early. Yeah. It could have been anybody's game. I would have never done it later. But
So is it safe to say you cost your team the game?
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. Because my husband, Kurt, said, you know why they didn't win? Because I didn't frame the Packer certificate I have. Because he has one stock, one share in the Green Bay Packers. And he was thinking about having it framed. And he didn't do it. And I said, you know Kurt, what, honey? They're talking about it in the locker room right now. They're blaming you.
It's like a good word for Kurt.
Kurt and Crest.
So congratulations to your Eagles. Who they got next?
We are going to take on the winner of tonight's game.
Oh, the Vikings against
TBD.
The Rams.
Yep.
I think the Vikings win that game.
They probably do.
Yep. I have no skin in any game now.
Yeah.
And so if the Eagles go, Greg, I will root for your team. What kind of color green am I wearing today? Look at my shirt.
You got the green on. Wow. It could be Packer green.
It's not Packer green. It's more of an Eagles green. I wore it just for you, Greg.
Teach Tammy the Eagles fight song. She can sing it with you right now. Go ahead.
Okay. No.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Okay,
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Go Birds! I'm being tested today as far as my dad duties. So my daughter Julia is still in town, and I'm so thankful for that. She takes off back to St. Paul on Wednesday. By the way, I think it's like 3 degrees in St. Paul today. Oh, don't even get me started. Anyway, so she had a procedure last week, a dental procedure, and we have to go in for a follow-up today, we being me taking her because she doesn't have a car here.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, I got to... And I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining. Got to leave Carlsbad, pick her up at her sister's place in Del Mar. Got to drive her to Mission Valley in the middle of rush hour.
Oh, no.
for a checkup. It's 5 minutes. She'll be in there for 5 minutes. I can't give her my truck. I'm not allowed to ever drive my truck. So I've got no choice. My other daughter, Abby, has to work.
Uh-huh.
I suppose she can call a Lyft, but I mean... I don't want to do this.
What are you, my dad?
Is it
my stepdad, when I was a kid, if I had a doctor appointment and he was the one who had to take me, because you always want it to be mom, right? I mean, it would be
why? Why is that? Maybe because of this conversation now?
Yes. I remember him saying, okay, go on in, and when you're done, let me know and I'll come back and get you.
Come on. Do you blame me? This isn't really a doctor's appointment. She goes and opens her mouth, closes her mouth, and leaves.
This is one I would think that, God, it's too bad that they couldn't do it virtually, but I suppose when it comes to your mouth, you really need to get in there.
Go on a Zoom, open wide, boom, you're done.
Right during rush hour, the worst.
If you know what?
Make it a date with her. Make it a date. Since she's leaving on Wednesday, find something cool in the area, you know, that you guys maybe can go have dinner together or something.
Well, there is Dave and Buster's right down the street. We can go play air hockey, maybe. I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Of course, I got Dave and Buster's like 2 minutes from my house in Carlsbad, too. But...
I know. This is the one thing about San Diego that sucks. I remember someone coming in to visit. I didn't know that they were coming in. No, I remember getting a phone call. I think it was the first year and a half we lived here from from a really good friend who said, oh my gosh, I didn't know I was going to be in San Diego. I'm here for just the night. Do you think you can, do you want to pop on down? Well, we were in Rancho Bernardo and they were in Point Loma and it was like 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm like, well, you know, with the traffic, I felt like such a jerk.
I mean, I feel like a horrible father for saying it, but I can't be alone. I mean, come on, really? Five minutes? It's not even going to be that long.
Your
already.
Traffic is going to take 10 times longer than that appointment.
No! Just wasting the gas alone for a five-minute follow-up.
I'm just saying, find something in the area that maybe you can get something out of the way that you need to get done.
Well, I'll be okay. Let's not start a GoFundMe quite yet.
Oh, my God.
I mean, am I a horrible dad for saying this?
No, you're just a normal person who doesn't like dealing with rush hour traffic. That's everybody here.
Greg's coming in next. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSLM.